Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q1 FY27 earnings conference call of Vardhman Special Steels Limited. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as of the date of this call. These statements are not the guarantee of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this call is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Sachit Jain, Chairman and Managing Director, Vardhman Special Steels Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you so much. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for continuing to show an interest in our company and being with us here today. We closed a good quarter, and overall, some of the highlights of the quarter have been, first, of course, we signed the technical assistance agreement for the forging unit with Aichi Steel Japan. So the forging project is going on as scheduled, and it looks like the project cost is going to be a bit lower than what we had estimated, and we'll update once we have a better fix on the numbers. But clearly, the project cost is going to be less than what we had estimated. As far as this quarter is concerned, volumes have been good, and price revisions have taken place because costs have gone up. Some prices have been agreed. Some are in the process of agreeing, meaning the OEM has agreed to a particular amount, but is likely to upwards increase the price because other companies have not accepted that kind of increase. Anyway, that will happen when it happens. Demand scenario is good. We are, in fact, finding it difficult to meet the requirements of the customers. So we are scrambling how we can make sure that we are able to increase capacity further. We have applied to the Environment Ministry for approval to increase capacity to 360,000 tons of melting. But that will happen when it will happen. Meanwhile, some of the other things that we have been doing is the new reheating furnace has been stabilized. New energy line will be commissioned by September, October of this year, and new peeling line will be commissioned by September, October of this year. After this, the bottlenecks in our smooth flow of production will get removed. Currently, we continue to have a pileup of material that is ready at the customer want, but because of lack of testing capacity, is not able to go through. Even peeling, we need to get some peeling material done on job work from outside. All those things will come in-house, and we'll be able to improve the product mix and quality of sales in the second half of this year. Solar plant, we've got a full quarter of savings. We've had 2.3 crore units this quarter, and roughly 43% of our total power consumption is coming from solar. There have been further changes in the government policy, which means we can enhance the solar project. We expect in about a year or year and a half's time, we'll be going ahead and we'll be increasing the capacity by almost 50% of our solar plant. So that will add to the bottom line and to reduce the carbon footprint. Already our carbon footprint is below 0.5. So it places us the best amongst the Indian companies in terms of carbon footprint and approvals. So there isn't any other company which is near us in carbon footprint which has the approvals. This enables us in a very strong position for exports to Europe. Overall, EBITDA numbers are within our range of 8 to 11. We would like to remove part of the EBITDA for your calculation purposes because some of the EBITDA in other income is from the earnings we have got from the funds or surplus funds of IGs we have deployed in money markets. That is really not business income, so we have removed that in our calculation. And if we remove that, our EBITDA per ton for this quarter comes to 10,700. So I'm gradually getting the confidence that for next year, we can improve our range. Today, our range is 8 to 11. But next year, we should be able to increase the range from 8 to 12. So I can see product profitability improving. And that is a result of cost reductions and bigger production. So fixed cost being spread over a bigger volume. That's all from me in the opening remarks. Sorry, one last thing. As far as the new steel plant is concerned, we are partly reconfiguring the plant to reduce carbon footprint further and improve energy efficiency. So things like scrap preheating, which was not envisaged earlier, and some other equipment that we had not envisaged earlier, including testing lines. Today we had planned only one continuous testing line for the new plant, but seeing the way market is changing and demand for continuous testing and automatic testing lines, we will have to need to add more lines, which means the project cost is going to increase as well as the capacity is going to increase of this plant. So again, details are still being worked out. I think by next board meeting, we will be able to have a clear picture, and we'll present a refined project with an increased capacity and try to keep cost per ton similar to where we had envisaged. Maybe a little higher because of Iran war. Metals have gone up everywhere as well as rupee has depreciated. So the cost of machinery is going to be also better. So those are being worked out. And we will have a better estimate in the next quarter. As of now, we are still on track to commission the project in the financial year 2019-20. That's all from me for now, the opening remarks. I think I need to add some numbers and then we can have a Q&A session.
Thank you, sir. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. On the numbers for the quarter, this quarter we have achieved 59,000 tons of sales, which is higher than the corresponding quarter of last year by 6.5%. And revenue from operations is at 486 crores, higher by 12%. So a combination of both. One is because of higher volumes and secondly because of increase in sale prices. As a result, our EBITDA this quarter is for the quarter, yes, 68 crores for a quarter, and 41 crores is the PAT. Overall, EBITDA per ton, as Sachin sir has already explained, it is 10,700 rupees per ton. So, and PAT is 41 crores in this quarter, as against 34 crores in the immediate preceding quarter, and 20 crores in the corresponding quarter of last year. This is all on the numbers for the quarter, and now we can open for the question answer session.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. The first question is from the line of Shivam Singh from Capital Arc. Please proceed.
Good morning, sir. Congratulations on the good set of numbers.
Thank
you. Am I audible?
Yes, yes.
I wanted to ask that we had projected that our revenue would grow in exports. Could you please quantify how much the exports were in this quarter?
Hear that part. Can you repeat your question, please?
So, we had projected that our export sales would increase. Could you quantify how much of our sales was in export?
Sales in exports. How much is our exports? So the total exports is still accounting for about 6 to 7% direct export, and another 5% is going as indirect exports through which is going to 5G through their trading arm in India.
So what we are finding is that our estimates of direct exports of steel were off, but more and more customers are wanting to buy from India, but they are wanting to buy components and forged products from India. So a larger part of our business is a lot of our customers are exporting products to Europe and to the US.
Yes.
So what we will start doing, I think, is that is a valid point, the question that you raised. From next quarter, we try to calculate, and it will be an estimate, that how much of our product is actually getting indirectly exported out of India as components.
Thank you, sir. That's very helpful. And sir, I had another question. Sir, with the partnership with Taichi, could you quantify how much of the business is, like, what is the business concentration per client? Because Toyota is a partner of Taichi, if I'm not wrong.
Business concentration
is the growth in our business.
No. Business, we are very well diversified across customers. But our increased focus as we go forward, the concentration with Maruti as a customer will be our target. If we are able to achieve that, that's a separate issue. But we will try to continuously increase business with Maruti more than as a bigger share of our customer. As of now, it's a small percentage. That's about 10%. So we don't have any concentration risk.
Okay, sir. And so if I can ask another question.
Please, can you wait, come back? Because there's a queue.
Yeah, sir. Sure, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Divyansh Gupta from Aiton PMS. Please proceed.
Hi, sir. Two questions. One is, I joined late, so if it is at cost of repetition, then sorry. Then the status of the expansion of the existing plant from 3 to 3.6, if you can share any update on that. And second is on the land acquisition for the 5 million plant that we are planning.
5 million.
So the new plant is 5 lakh tons, not 5 million.
Sorry,
5 million, we will get into 0.5. big guy territory. We have no plans to be.
Yeah, 1 million is the overall. My bad.
It's a big boys. We are small area. So land is in the last stage of getting finalized, and machinery is also in the last stage of getting finalized. So. Hopefully by August end or latest by mid-September, we should be able to finalize everything.
Got it. And on the EC application from 3 to 3.6?
We have made the application. And in all probability, the next 3-4 months, we should get the approval. Because, you haven't got it till you have got it. So, fingers crossed, till that time, we'll be close to our final production capacity, because we had never imagined we would even reach this level. So I must here publicly thank my team, who have done great work in figuring out how to keep improving productivity to reach this level. Now all this is helping us in the new plant, in the planning of the new plant. As I said, what was to be a 5 lakh ton plant is going to be significantly bigger than that. Of course, we'll have to make some more investments in that. But and cost per ton is going to be lower than what we estimated in the new plants. And that's later. Once we have better estimates, next quarter we'll have better estimates.
Got it. Can I ask another question, or should I join back the queue?
Come back in the queue, please.
Sure.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Participant who wishes to ask a question may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Anand Kumar Sharma, an investor. Please proceed.
Good morning, sir, and thanks for the congrats for the great set of numbers. Sir, my question is regarding this next project, 5 lakh ton project. You have said that by first quarter we will be able to start the production of this forging unit. And what will be the exact diminution of the cost? Reduce cost. Can you explain? Give some light on that. And what are the other projects apart from this forging project? But other projects, what about the other projects?
Steel so, project. Forging project is likely to get commissioned by last quarter of 27-28, and then to fill up the project window. The plant will take 6 months to 1 year because it's a totally new product. Customers need to come and see the plant and then approve it, and then business will start coming. So revenue for that will start coming from the year 20, maybe in the end of 29 and or 29-30. Project cost, as I said, is lower than estimated. As we have been able to negotiate better terms, and some equipment that we had seen as Japanese equipment, we are able to find Indian substitutes for that. And so overall, those costs are being estimated. And in the next 3 months, by next quarter, we'll have a far better grip on the total saving. But as of now, we can say there is from the 475 crore that we had estimated, there is a substantial saving from that. The saving is more than 10%.
Okay. As sir, second question is regarding this expansion in the current project. When you expect that to start come in the lines for the new
steel plant? We expect to start by end of 29-30. So 6 to 8 months to stabilize the plant, and 30-31 we'll start getting revenues from them.
Grow one of 28, sir?
Really? This is 29-30.
This is a new steel plant.
This is a new steel plant.
Existing capacity, in the expansion in the existing capacity, the 3 lakh to 360.
Once we get the approval only, then we will have to invest some money, so that will take some time. But till we get the approval, we can do nothing.
And just to add that for the current year, we don't have any capacity constraint because whatever our plans are there for the current year, so we have enough license capacity. And once this approval comes, so it will be helpful in the next year.
Okay, next year. Right. Thank you, sir. Thanks. Again, congrats for a good set of numbers and for your hard work. We salute you. Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all participants in the conference, please limit your questions to 2 per participant. The next question is from the line of Deepak Poddar from Sapphire Capital. Please proceed.
Hello, am I audible, sir?
Yes, please go ahead.
Okay, thank you very much, sir, for this opportunity. So, just wanted to understand, now you mentioned we don't have any capacity constraint this year. So what sort of volume growth we are targeting for FY27?
We are targeting, for this year, we are targeting about 255,000 tons for this year.
Mm-hmm.
This year, we cross
270. Okay. Yeah. So I mean, in terms of growth, we are still quite nominal, right? I mean, the target in terms of our growth on FY28 itself is what, 7-8% only. So what will drive our revenue growth? I mean, will it be more value addition? So how should one look at revenue growth?
So I think, what we are looking at in the future is diversifying away into non-automotive steel. So there's a whole category of non-automotive steel that we were not addressing earlier. One, we didn't have the capacity. Two, we did not have the technical capability in terms of equipment. So ingot casting is the route which is going to be used for many of these products. And ingot casting is something that we plan to establish in the plant by third quarter of this year. And by fourth quarter, we hope to stabilize. So this year, we would have established and stabilized the ingot casting. Now, we intend to get into die steels. India today imports 1,000 crores worth of die steels. So that's a big area for us to grow into. So that is die steel. Railways, the pitch for axles, there is a big demand for steel for that. Windmill shafts, there's a big demand. A lot of it gets imported. So we have been moving it a lot into import substitution. Earlier, we didn't have that capability. So by end of this year, we will have the capability. So we will start a second engine of growth. Today, we have only automotive steel as an engine of growth. Tomorrow, we will have a second engine, which is non-automotive steel. And once the forging plant comes up, there'll be a third engine of growth. And the fourth engine of growth will come up. That will come up maybe a year and a half down the line as we start working towards aerospace and steels for nuclear plant and so on. So that is the fourth lever of growth, which will take a few years for us for it to come. But that is the thinking of going ahead. So just now, we are constrained because our capacity is 3 lakh tons, which is the licensed capacity. We can't go more than that. So we can keep saying that you are very conservative, growing only 7%-8%, and when that is our capacity, we can't go more than that. We are also examining, can we get imports, import billets from outside and roll it outside and do some job work and develop that market. So if we are able to find a credible source, and because you have to have complete supply chain for that. So if we are able to do that, then we have a chance of growth again. So meanwhile, what we will do is if we don't have growth possibility, then we work on internal how to keep improving margins and better product mix. Meanwhile, the new plant will come up. So once the new plant comes up, then again, then there is massive growth possibility.
That's very helpful, sir. And my second question is on your Japanese tie-up. I mean, we have done this tie-up. So what sort of potential is there? Can you throw some more light on how we are looking at the tie-ups that we have done?
So for example, approval for Toyota, which happened for global approval, we got because of that tie-up. The approval for localizing imported steels for a customer like Maruti, we are getting because of our partners. Then there are internal improvements in terms of overall quality, safety. So there are so many other improvements that are happening. Toyota in India is expanding. TKM is expanding with a new plant in Aurangabad, or what's it called?
Aurangabad.
So huh?
Aurangabad.
So anyway, Aurangabad, the earlier Aurangabad. So with a new plant coming up, they are looking at us for more steels because we are the only green steel. Sambhajinagar, sorry. Sambhajinagar, where very clearly they need more green steel. We are the only company which can provide green steel with all the approvals. So as green steel becomes more and more important, we become the only players which can provide that. And with our expansion coming up, we will be very well placed. And most companies have targets by 2030 to have a large part of green steel coming in. Yeah. And circular economy is Maruti. So still, and I'm reasonably confident if we'll get this approval. But again, as I said, till we have not got this approval, we don't have it.
Okay. Understood. Understood. Yeah, that's very helpful, sir. I mean, that would be it from my end. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ritwik Sheth from OneUp Financial Consulting. Please proceed.
Hi. Good morning, sir. So a couple of clarifications. So in the opening remarks, you mentioned that the greenfield plant, we are looking to increase the capacity from 5 lakh tons. And because of inflation in metals and iron ore depreciation, the cost will increase. Is this the right understanding?
Correct. That's right.
Okay. Okay. Sure. And sir, you mentioned that FY28, you'll be increasing the EBITDA per ton guidance from 8,000-11,000 this year to 8,000-12,000. So can you quantify that or can you give us a color? What will be the key drivers for this increase 5,000 rupees per ton?
The key drivers are three. First, that we will have a bigger production, and therefore the fixed cost will be spread over a bigger volume. Two, there are operating costs that have come down and that are further coming down as we go ahead. We can see all those things happening as we go along. Third will be, we still have a job work and outside processing going on, which will start coming down from second quarter partly. No, not second quarter. From third quarter, you'll see that coming down.
Okay. Okay.
So these are three levers. And the fourth lever will be, in a year's time, roughly, we'll have to see. We have not given an exact forecast of when the new solar plant will come up.
Okay.
So when the new solar plant comes up, again, there'll be cost saving based on that, because of that.
Okay. So this is just a brownfield expansion of the solar plant which we have right now? Or this is a new plant?
No, it will be new solar plant capacity.
Okay. With similar cost savings?
No, because now the government has changed the rules. The
Solar.
Not solar panels. The cells have to be, as solar panels are locally made, the cells have to be also locally made. So the cost of panels is now higher than earlier.
Okay.
So the savings on account of the solar will be lower than in the first phase which came out.
Right. And so just one last question from my end. We are working with a European OEM to supply materials. Any update on that?
I don't have an exact update, but that should happen by later part of this financial year.
Okay, so we expect to start commercial supplies to them in H2?
Yes.
Great. Okay, sir, all the best, and thank you.
Few samples are going.
Correct. So samples have gone, all work is going on track.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Arpit Tapadia from IGE India. Please proceed.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for the opportunity, and congratulations on good set of numbers. I just wanted to know, how does this EBITDA per ton drives into your company, which is within the range given? And what makes you the change of range this time, and what will be the outlook going ahead?
So, why we are, we stick with the range is because we deal with the auto OEs. And the auto OEs change the prices upwards or downwards based on cost parameters. So because of cost, raw material cost goes up, therefore, they would increase the price of steel. So that gives us a range. We remain protected within a range. And every few years, the range gets bumped up or lower, depending on market circumstances. In addition to that, as I said earlier, with an increased production, cost per ton comes down. With the current modernization that we have done, certain costs have come down, yields have improved. We have already said that earlier. With the new reheating furnace, yields have improved, and they have improved. Then, outsourcing that we are doing, the job work that we are doing, that is going to come down. So these are the factors, and that gives us the confidence. And then with the new solar plant coming up, that will add further. Once the solar plant gets commissioned, then we would like to change the range to 9-12 rather than 8-12. So for next year, it'll be 8-12, and I hope all goes well. The year after that, we should move to 9-12. Then the other kicker that's going to come in, once we are able to establish our die steels and railway steel, these are all high-margin products, very difficult to make. Now, fortunately for us, Aichi, our partners, they make die steels also. So it is very, very important for die steels to have a foreign know-how, and we have our partners, Aichi, who know this business and who make for... And they are the largest forging company in Japan. They have about 150 or 170,000 tons of forging in Japan. They are about 50% market share in Japan. And they use their own die steel in their forging. So it's tried and tested in their own in-house. That know-how is going to be available with us.
Got it. And for our new complete greenfield plant, what are the next footsteps to check, let's say, from 1 to 2 years of perspective?
So the next steps to track will be purchase of land. Second is placing of orders. Third is status of environment clearance. And then it's progress of the plant.
Got it. Thank you.
Funding is not a problem for us because one, we already have a reasonable funding available with us. Already cash has come in. And second, sometime next year, depending on when we need the funds, we will be doing a capital raising. Both the large shareholders, the largest shareholders, Vardhman Group and Aichi, they have given their commitments for putting in as much capital as required. And then we are also in touch with certain large institutions. There is a certain appetite to put money in the company. So raising equity is not a problem. And then we have to be in touch with banks to raise their debt is also not a problem. So funding is not a problem. And lastly, Punjab government, because we intend to put up this plant in Punjab, is very keen for this project. So government support is also fully assured.
Got it. Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Pragam Shah, an investor. Please proceed.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Am I audible?
Yes. Please go ahead.
So just one, most of my questions are just one clarification. You said the brownfield capacity will require the environmental approval. So when do you let's say those come by next quarter or 3-4 months? So what will be the ramp up to for the revenue to come kick in?
So if the approval comes in, if approval comes in, then we will up the sales target for next year from 270, we will up it up to something like 290. Because we can improve production up to a point without any further capex. Beyond that, we will need capex. So moment we want to finalize everything for the new capex and sign it immediately once the approval comes. And it will be roughly a little over a year for the new capex to come in. So we should be able to reach 330, 340. In the year 2029.
Okay, and also you mentioned that you are looking at the non-automotive areas and for this year itself. And so is there a potential upside also coming from there?
Yes. To just give you an idea, die steels prices currently are average prices about 85,000 rupees a ton. Die steels are about 2.5 lakh rupees a ton. Non-ESR. And as we get into ESR, if they cross 3.5-4 lakh rupees a ton, the volumes are small, but price is high. Of course, there's a lot of heat treatment and you need pressing and other things. So there are other processes. It's not that the profit jump up by that much. So the costs are also higher to make it. But the margins definitely are higher in those products and the sales value per ton is higher.
Okay. But the die casting plant will also come up in 2029, right?
No. We're going to start that that process. No. Again, die steel. So there is a forging plant which is separate. Die steel is a steel making process. For that, you're putting it in gut casting, which will be ready by second half of this year. In Q3, we should have the ingot casting ready. Now, then it is a stabilization process, learning this thing and so on. That should take 6 months. So in the financial year 27-28, we should have production of die steels as a regular thing.
Okay, okay.
All this will be within the overall limit of 3 lakh tons.
Okay.
Till environmental approval.
Okay.
So what will happen? Things are going to improve.
So in terms of growth, the inflation part will come up from FY28 onwards, right? One thing.
If we get the approval 27-28, it will improve automatically. Then again, the throttling of say that we have that 7-8% kind of a thing, that limit is gone then.
Okay, okay.
Just now we have a limit that we can't do more than that.
Okay, okay. Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Anand Darshan from 361 Capital. Please proceed.
Hi sir, good morning here. Congrats on that good set of numbers. I just want to know the export volume guidance for. Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Can you just let me know the export volume guidance for this current year, sir? And how much is towards AG Steel?
See, export volumes are small. It is about 7-8%. So, no need to track it specifically, and it will not be very high. At max, it will go up to about 10%. So, we, as I said earlier during the call, we had erred. We made a mistake in our assumptions. At that time, it seemed exports will take a bigger chunk. But today, we are finding we are not able to meet the requirements of our existing customers. So exports is not high on our agenda. Whatever is growing organically will continue to grow a little bit. So out of this 7-8%, IT is about half.
Yes.
Little over half. Little over half.
So total direct and indirect together will be in the range of 9-10%. Yes.
Sure.
The numbers are small. I think there's no need for you to track that specifically.
That's
IT is less than half, sorry. So IT is about 40% of this export.
Total export. Okay.
Thank you.
One more interesting thing, I think, which is a follow-up of all the questions that you have raised. So when we are talking of this non-automotive steel, which is whether it's die steel or railways and so on, initially these volumes are going to be low. But what we are doing is we are creating an option that once a new plant comes up, then we have the capacity. Once the business has been established and we have seeded the business, to grow after that faster becomes much easier, which will help us in filling up the capacity of the new plant faster. So that is the other objective of why we are pushing so hard on these products right now. Yeah, go ahead. Next question.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Divyansh Gupta from Latest PMS. Please proceed.
Hi, sir. Just one question. In the deck, we have mentioned that for the long-term aerospace and everything else, it would be under a dedicated JV. So the question around that is there a shortlist of player identified, or is it probably Aichi? And is it purely legal terms where there will be a separate subsidiary under a JV structure, or is this a technology JV that we are aiming, like we have with Aichi, that they take stake and then they transfer the technology?
So we are talking to a few people. We are looking for more people. So this will be a non-IT JV. So the partner, IT is strong in automotive steels. They're strong in stainless steels, including medical steels, and as well as they are strong in die steels. So the volumes are not that big, because they use largely for internal consumption. So for the advanced metals that we're looking at, the advanced metals division, we'll be looking for a partner outside. So that process of finding a partner will take its own time. It will take a couple of years, and we are in no hurry because, one, this is a slow process, and finding the right partner with the right understanding is important. So this is just a directional thing that this is what we want to do in the future. For your forecast, for looking at valuation, etc., for getting a hang of the numbers, these numbers will be too small and little outside your horizon to think too much about it. So it will be a separate company. It will be a JV because nobody's going to pass their know-how without being an equal partner in it. So once we find the right partner, we make the announcement.
Understood. Understood. That's it. That's from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Yash Parker, an investor. Please proceed.
Hi, sir. Am I audible?
Yes.
Firstly, sir, congratulations on a great set of numbers. Most of the questions are answered already, but just a few questions. You mentioned that better realization came from OEM price revisions during the quarter. Could you help us understand whether these revisions are largely complete or should additional pricing benefits accrue during the year going forward?
So for Q2, we've asked for further price increase. So Q2 process will happen later. Q1, the price settlement has been completed with some of the OEs, but some of the OEs, it is still not complete. So it is likely to rise higher. So the Q1 price, also the settlement, is likely to rise higher. If that settles higher, then our ask for Q2 will come down a bit. So Q2 numbers will not change, except that certain profit of Q1 will be spilled over into Q2.
Okay. So another follow-up question. So following the commissioning of our block and reheating furnaces, what is the current rolling capacity utilization? And beyond operational efficiencies, are there any bottlenecks remaining before the plant reaches its designated utilization?
Yeah. So the rolling mill, after the commissioning of the cast block and the reheating furnace, has reached its capacity of 300,000 tons of input. And the way our team is working, they are confident that we will hit 330,000 tons capacity of input. So they are already confident of 10% higher production. But again, as I said, this is constrained by license today. So it's running at full capacity utilization.
Okay. So last question from my end. On the forging and machining project with Aichi Steel, could you elaborate on customer qualification timelines? Should we expect commercial production immediately after commissioning, or will there be a gradual ramp-up before meaningful revenue contribution?
Gradual, very gradual ramp-up. So we are already talking to customers, and we are starting the project. Again, we are very lucky that because our partners are already there, we are already sending steel to Aichi, getting it forged from there, and sending it to customers for approval. So at least the process approval will have happened. So those things will shorten the process of ramping up. But it will take time because it's a new business. We have to learn this business, and the customers have to get confidence also. Their confidence is high because Aichi is already an expert in this area. But this area and this method of doing some of the products that we're going to do for the customers is new. So, and it has benefits, which is why their customers are also excited, but they have to see this in action.
Correct, sir. So over the next 2 to 3 years, we can expect the margins to improve majorly because of the cost optimization as well as value-added grades that are evolving. Am I right in that?
Value-added grades will be a very small chunk. But again, I'm repeating three areas which will lead to margin improvement. One is volume increase and therefore spread of fixed costs. Two is operational improvements and therefore some operational costs coming down, and third is job work reducing, and therefore those costs coming down. And in addition will be the fourth part of solar, which will happen a little over a year from now. So it will be the second half of 27-28.
Okay. These are my questions. Thank you so much.
Will have an impact on the value-added products should start happening in 28-29. So 28-29, we should try to modify our range from 8 to 12. We like to remove the 8 and say we are confident of 9 to 12.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir, for the opportunity.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Damodar Das, an investor. Please proceed.
Hi. Yes. Good morning, sir. I hope I'm audible.
Yes, please go ahead.
So, sir, two questions on the line. First of all, congratulations on the great numbers. So, two questions on the line. One is that what is our current order book visibility from OEM customers? And secondly, what is your outlook on steel realizations over the next two quarters?
So, one, we never have a strong outlook. There is no system of a very strong order book. We are completely booked out, and we are refusing orders. So, I mean, they call it a strong order book or visibility. We are currently having trouble meeting the requirements of our customers. The demand is very strong. No customer gives long-term orders that, okay, you have this much coming in the third quarter or fourth quarter. All depends on their volumes. So, the customers are steady. It is all repeat business which comes in. And the next volume increase is going to come from the commercial production beginning for the import substitution for Maruti, which will happen, start happening the fourth quarter of this financial year. So, that's all I can say.
On realizations for the next quarter, again, we are asking for the price increase from 1st of July. So,
Q2 will be higher prices.
Yes, realizations will be higher in Q2 than Q1.
And Q3 depends on how raw material prices continue to function. So, more or less as of now, Q3, we don't expect a major change. So, it may be either same or a little bit higher or a little bit lower. But Q2, definitely we expect an increase in prices.
Okay, sure. Thank you so much, sir, for your clarification.
Thank you. As there are no further questions from the participant, I now hand the conference over to Mr. Jain for his closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you once again for continuing to be very strongly engaged. The kind of question you've been asking us means that you have deep interest in our company, and you're forcing us to think and find out answers and be ready for your for next quarter when you come back again. Thank you so much. And we hope to continue to perform steadily and improve steadily.
Thank you. On behalf of Vardhman Special Steels, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.